All right, major breaking news, and we can never let Republicans live this down. They have officially passed a bill that will slash hundreds of billions of dollars in Medicaid funding, and this was done in the middle of the night by Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, despite many red states, despite Republicans disproportionately using Medicaid. They are hurting their own constituents. Trump's own voters rely on Medicaid a lot, yet they don't care. You know, this was a 27-hour marathon vote, and I have a little bit of a treat for you. In 1 or 2 minutes, I'll be bringing in one politician who was on this 27-hour marathon vote, and he'll recall his experience. He's pretty tired. Then after that, we talked to Pete Buttigieg. But starting here, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, in a 30-24 party line vote, meaning Republicans voted for it, Democrats voted against, advanced the healthcare section of the GOP's sweeping tax bill that would slash Medicaid spending by hundreds of billions of dollars. Please let me remind you, a lot of this money will go directly back into the pockets of billionaires, mainly Elon Musk. The representative that I bring on in 1 minute actually tells a specific story, uses a specific example of how this money will be rerouted into Elon Musk's pockets. Democrats then grilled their GOP counterparts and the committee's Republican counsel on how the provisions would function in practice, asking how soon patients would be subject to the work requirements after being hospitalized for a mental health crisis. You know, you're going to require somebody to come back to work after a very short window? That doesn't seem like it's going to create a productive society. What counts as a disability that qualifies someone for an exception? And whether people who can't navigate the work requirements could still get subsidized ACA marketplace plans? Very solid questions. I'm going to let Representative Jake Auchincloss hop in. Then we'll talk to Pete Buttigieg after. All that I ask from you is to watch until the end. And if you made it this far, scroll down, drop a like, drop some blue hearts. Check this out. I am joined today by Representative Jake Auchincloss, who has been on the front lines for the past 27 hours fighting against Republicans as they try to slash Medicaid by hundreds of billions of dollars. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm feeling invigorated. Thanks for having me on.
Are you like four Red Bulls in, or how are you still awake after 27 hours?
It was a combination of a slumber party and a political brawl.
Can you fill me in on the political brawl? Because as I said, you've been on the front lines. Republicans are using the House Energy and Commerce Committee to slash Medicaid, but then lying to the American people. Explain to me what's going on.
The specific political issues are new, but the overarching political fight is actually 15 years old. And the overarching political fight is this. Democrats try to expand access to healthcare through the Affordable Care Act, through Medicaid expansion, through tax credits for Americans to purchase health insurance. Republicans try to take away healthcare from Americans, and they do so in service of tax cuts for people who do not need tax cuts. This is a 15-year saga, and this was just the latest brawl in that ongoing fight. And the good news here is that the American public is on our side on this issue. The American public does not want to see healthcare taken away from people who need healthcare in order to pay for tax cuts for people who do not need the tax cuts.
So is it fair to say that this money that would be taken away from Medicaid and Medicare would go to somebody like Elon Musk, who is out there trying to slash and burn the government right now?
Yes. And in fact, there are a couple of specific provisions, even within our bill from Energy and Commerce, that are just going to be giveaways. I'll give you two examples. One example, $500 million to the Department of Commerce to basically give out AI contracts. I'll let you guess who's going to get these AI contracts. Number two is for oil and gas companies, they can bypass environmental permitting if they pay $10 million, probably in the Trump meme coin. But what we're seeing is explicit pay-to-play provisions that are hooking up Trump's corporate allies on the backs of seniors who need at-home care, on the backs of kids with disabilities who need at-home or group home care, and on the backs of Planned Parenthood, which is going to be significantly restricted in its ability to provide reproductive health care.
So it's just blatant pay-for-play corruption. At least Trump's not accepting any lavish gifts from any Middle Eastern countries, right?
Thankfully, I guess no explicit corruption from the president. Yeah, it really lets us sleep easy at night.
I think he's against that. So I guess my question is, how do we communicate to the American people that corruption is like very clearly on one side? I had an interview with Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and I said, if I were talking to a Trump supporter right now, he would say, Mockler, both sides are equally as corrupt. I don't care what Trump does. How do we explain to voters that both sides are not equally as corrupt?
I think what we've seen over the last decade, candidly, is that the Trump is corrupt argument is never going to scrub with MAGA voters. And for it to be resonant with swing voters who are going to decide the midterms, who are going to decide the 28 presidential, it has to be paired with higher costs and degraded standards of living. So, for example, we look at someone like RFK, whom this bill is going to hand an enormous amount of power. And we say, all right, let's look at RFK. The Republicans want to make RFK the person who decides basically who is eligible for Medicaid and who isn't. Well, first of all, he doesn't even know what Medicaid is. We saw that in his confirmation hearings. But second of all, his top henchman, a man named Brad Smith, is running a business on the side that is regulated and reimbursed by Medicare and Medicaid. The guy's a billionaire, and he's made $1 billion off of Medicare and Medicaid. I don't even know it was possible to make $1 billion off Medicaid. It's supposed to be a program that insures the sick and the disabled, but this guy's figured out a way to do it. Do you want him in charge of deciding who gets to be on the Medicaid rolls and who doesn't? That affects your quality of life.
Yep, yep. Very well said. And then my final question to you is, can you explain how Doge and Elon Musk, they're not creating a return on investment for the American people, as you said. It's the opposite of an ROI. We're losing money. Can you explain that?
That's right. There's a difference. When you talk about government efficiency, the term is not cost cutting. The term is return on investment. Government does a lot of things that cost money in the short term and have huge returns on investment in the long term. The Department of Defense invests in the 1960s in this idea that computers can talk to each other, and all of a sudden you get the internet, right? The Food and Drug Administration has scientists who make sure that the drugs they are examining are safe and effective so that when pharmaceuticals come on the market, Americans can trust that they will work. And these are things that have short-term expenses but long-term gains. And Doge is doing the exact opposite. Doge is getting these cheap, quick, cost-cutting measures that are in fact going to make Americans poorer and less safe. There is, of course, a lot of ways to make the federal government more efficient. But efficiency needs to be seen through the lens of 5 years from now, are Americans safer and are they more productive?
Yep. And what I always say during debates is that if you want to do surgery on the government, surgery is necessarily precise. And what Elon Musk is not doing, it's not precise whatsoever. And to your point about return on investment, I always tell Republicans it's a trade-off. Like if 9 cents of my tax dollars go towards a veterans hotline, I'm actually okay with that trade-off. I don't think that's too egregious. Thank you so much for your time, Representative. I really do appreciate it. It's always great talking to you. I really do appreciate Representative Jake Auchincloss. He is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and keep an eye on him. I'm telling you, keep an eye on Representative Auchincloss. Here's one more clip of him confronting Republicans about Elon Musk today.
Are you against efficiencies and looking at them?
I'm for return on investment. And when Doge fires the guy at the FDA who makes sure that eye drops don't blind you, that's not an ROI, okay? That is foolish decision-making that creates uncertainty for business and makes Americans less safe. And putting this guy, who has a direct conflict of interest, he runs a Medicaid business, putting him front and center in this opaque, complicated scheme that you're all putting together for work requirements invites corruption. And it's not like this administration has exactly inspired confidence in their ability to keep their private sector and public sector responsibility separate.
Then I really want to show you this clip of my conversation with Secretary Pete Buttigieg. If you haven't seen this conversation, let me know in the comments if you have or haven't. It's on my channel from yesterday. Go check it out, please. We're trying to get it to 100,000 views. But here is Pete Buttigieg saying that the House Energy and Commerce Committee is clearly slashing Medicaid to help Elon Musk.
Can you also explain to me how the House Energy and Commerce Committee, or how Republicans are using the House Energy and Commerce Committee to sort of lie to the American people about their budget cuts when they necessarily have to target certain things like Medicaid? Can you explain?
Well, this is now something that is kind of naked for everybody to see. A few months ago, they were saying, this is just a framework. We're not saying cut Medicaid, even though anybody doing the math would say there's no way you can do this unless you do. Now, this week, they're actually marking up the bill, and it shows what we knew all along, which is that, yes, they're cutting Medicaid. And the latest estimates, nonpartisan estimates, show that somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 million Americans will be kicked off of their insurance. Most of them wouldn't have another way to get insurance. That is something that makes our entire society worse off. No American should be unable to get health care.
Why are Republicans doing this? What's their end goal?
I think they just don't believe in the program. They don't believe that government should play that role. But what experience has taught us is that if you just leave it to for-profit corporations, people fall through the cracks and a lot of people don't get the care they need.
Is it true that some of that money will then be directed towards tax cuts for the richest people in America?
Absolutely. Look, a budget is literally a zero-sum document. And so if you cut over here, that is something that is being traded off for tax cuts for the wealthiest. At the same time, they're also blowing up the deficit, something conservatives claim to care about and that I really am concerned about. But they have managed to cut taxes for the wealthy, cut services for the poor, and still have the deficit get bigger.
I mean, between Auchincloss and Buttigieg, I think we've painted a pretty convincing picture throughout this video. If you appreciate what I do, drop a like, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.